After Guericke, the next innovator to hit on a reading scheme was Jean-Joseph Jacotot, a grand genius much misunderstood. A professor of literature at 19, Jacotot discovered a method of teaching non-speakers of French the French language, beginning not with primers, but with Fenelon's Telemachus. Jacotot read aloud slowly while students followed his reading in a dual translation, to their own familiar language and to Fenelon spoken French. Then the process was repeated. After the group reading, each student individually dismantled the entire book into parts, into smaller parts, into paragraphs, into sentences, into words, and finally into letters and sounds. This followed the natural pattern of scientists, it was thought, beginning with holes and reducing them to smaller and smaller elements. Jacotot has a reputation as a whole-word guru, but any resemblance to contemporary whole-word reading in Jacotot is illusion. His method shifts the burden for analysis largely from the shoulders of the teacher to the student. The trappings of holistic non-competitiveness are noticeably absent. Penalty for failure in his class was denial of advancement. Everyone succeeded in Jacotot's system, but then his students were highly motivated, self-selected volunteers, all of college age. From Jacotot, we got the idea anybody can teach anything. His was the concept of the ignorant schoolmaster. It should surprise no one that the ideas of Jacotot interested Prussians who brought this system back to Germany and modified it for younger children. For them, however, a book seemed too impractical a starting point. Perhaps a sentence would be better, or a single word. Eventually, it was the latter settled upon. Was this the genesis of whole-word teaching, which eventually dealt American reading ability a body blow? The answer is a qualified no. In the German normal word method, the whole word was not something to be memorized, but a specimen of language to be analyzed into syllables. The single word was made a self-conscious vehicle for learning letters. Once letter sounds were known, reading instruction proceeded traditionally. To a great extent, this is the method my German mother used with my sister and me to teach us to read fluently before we ever saw first grade.